accession number 21107, reel 2.
Ray Chandler, reel 2. So, how long were you at Sittingbourne altogether? How long did you stay at Sittingbourne?
40. I know, but a 12-month altogether.
Right.
Because from then we moved, as I said, we went up to Colchester to practice getting off boats onto the landing craft. Then we come back to Kent and we were into a place tented and something like that. It was a blooming atrocious place. There's mud everywhere. So we moved up to my memory is shocking.
Don't worry. So when you were at Sittingbourne then, I mean, you got to know your battalion and so
and all the officers. You see, we all on company detachments, so we mixed very little with the rest of the battalion. I should think the only time we got to know other companies in the battalion is when Montgomery had one of his famous talks. We'd all marched down to Sittingbourne, cussing like hell to bloody Montgomery, and then we'd all just stand around, and he'd call it, gather around, and he would give his speech. We will knock them for six, and all that sort of yes. Yeah.
So, what did you think of Montgomery?
A lot. I thought he was great.
Yeah.
Fine, I thought he made quite a nonsense of his airborne attack, but there we are.
But what, when he was speaking, did he inspire you?
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
The young soldiers.
Yeah.
Were you glad he was the one that was going to be commanding the second front?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I mean, I didn't know nothing about Americans and all their commanders.
So, did you know what you were going to be doing? I mean, did you know you were going to Europe, or did you think you might go to Africa or the Far East?
No, Africa was just we were all over then. Mm. No, we knew we were going to Europe. Mm. And the strange thing, well, not the strange thing or funny thing, but we were in Whitstable, is the thing we went to then, right on the seafront.
Yeah.
We had wrecked division houses, so we could look out of the bedroom windows. Right down the sea, right down to the coast. And then one morning we looked out there and could see all these boats, all. What the hell's going on? We were sort of thing. And a matter of weeks later, we were out there looking back in. This is the beginning of the second front, like, you know, they sold in.
Did you know when D Day came? Did you hear about it?
Oh, yeah. The platoon commander told us about it.
What, before it happened?
No, not before it happened.
It happened, yeah. Had you got an idea it was going to happen?
Well, yes, because, I mean, this is what life is all about. Again, another thing. You just send it up there and send the laundry, washing to the laundry. All neatly bundled up, I should say. But then sometime about a week or a fortnight before that, they'd stop. No, you have from now on, you've got to do all your washing yourself. You audition with a tablet of soap, carbolic or something. And what a mess. I think he was glad to get out the second front to get some decent clone washing done.
Yeah. So did you do any preparation of your vehicles or anything?
Yes, the waterproofing was the post. You had to waterproof them. And
what did you do that with?
Oh, you get kit and is a box stick and all that sort of thing. I often wondered if the car I had, if it would have sunk straight away. Because fortunately, when we landed, it was just the wheels that got wet. The The rest of the vehicle didn't get wet at all.
So, I mean, you did lots of schemes and exercises. Do you think it... I mean, did you meet other units and other regiments when you were doing that?
No, possibly the say the Welsh Regiment or the Royal Welsh Fusiliers. Mm. I think it was the Oxen Bucks. But you most probably met some of them. But
did you meet any Americans or did you meet any Americans or Canadians when you were?
Yeah, we didn't. Especially in Colchester. Bloody Americans. We didn't have a very good opinion of them.
Why is that?
I don't know. They just oversexed over a year. I feel they used to go selling it. They had more money than sense. But they were. I mean, without them, we couldn't have won a war. I'm sure. But when we were down in the Ardennes, when they broke through down there. And we went down, didn't went down. And you should look around you, and they'd be lighting the cigarettes, and I think we killed more of them than ever the Germans.
So, when you heard D-Day had happened, how soon after did you move?
The end of June. I think it was about the 28th, 29th of June.
And so, were you told that you were going the next day?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did you feel when you knew you were going to set
sail? Didn't feel. I quite amazed myself. I can't swim. And we knew we had to get on a boat. And we knew that there's a good chance of being sunk, but I didn't worry at all. And all we had was these May West, as we call them, little things to blow up, and then the puff to blow it up. So, but no, it never worried me at all that we went over there.
So you set off from Sittingbourne, did you, in your carrier?
Yeah.
You drove to where?
To up to I think it was the Royal Albert Docks in London.
Mm-hmm. What was the scene like as you drove into London?
Devastation. There's a lot of bombs been dropped, and I think it's sort of thing. Thank God I'm a soldier, not a civilian. Something like that, I thought.
Were there people to see you drive
to the docks? I don't necessarily think, because by then, they'd have seen so many of them, the soldiers going and up onto the docks. Can we get a drink of water, please?
Yes, of course, yeah.
I'll put the kettle on.
So, what was the scene like when you got to the docks? Did you know what sort of ship you were going on?
No. The military policeman sort of guiding him up there, up the gangplank, and that was it.
What sort of ship did you go on?
I don't know, it's a cargo vessel of some sort, because all the carriers are sort of uploaded and down in the hold.
Right. So where did you go then?
Then, on the boat or?
On the boat, yeah.
Of course, we got directed to various where we had to go, and we got into one long room, or whatever they would call it, and there was hammocks everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I was a bit of a laugh, that was. You get one side straight out the other side.
Was that a big,
yeah,
big area with loads everyone in there? So you got into your hammock eventually, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. So what sort of, you were living on rations now, were you, or?
No, there was but the cook, a meal from the cookhouse.
So how long were you on the ship?
I think it was 2 or 3 days, I think, something like that.
What, in port, or did you
no,
went
out?
No,
I went out, straight out.
Right, and waited in the channel, didn't you?
Down the channel, yeah, we down the channel, turn right, and then turn left.
What What was it like? What was the atmosphere like? I mean, were people seasick?
Full of apprehension. Because obviously, we knew or realised that some of us was going to get killed. But it was always the other chap, not you. Somebody else will get killed, not me.
Were some people quite scared?
Van?
Were some people quite scared?
I think we all were in some way, but possibly didn't show it, but I know I was.
What did your sergeant or officer say to you? Did they say anything?
Not really, no. I think they were scared as what we were.
They didn't tell you what you were going to have to do when you got there, or...?
Well, this all been rehearsed, for what there was there, you couldn't rehearse for it. It was just a big shambles, at least I thought so.
So what was the weather like while you were doing your crossing?
It was quite good. The sea was reasonably calm. It didn't... no problems with the sea, you know. Just, I always remember we used to play... Crown and Anchor, which was the Navy boys organised, out on the deck, so it was not too bad.
Yeah. So you could see the coast of France quite soon?
Eventually, yes, we could see it, yes. Yeah.
Could you hear gunfire?
Yes, we had the big guns shooting, firing over there. But once you got close to the beaches of Arromancha, it didn't take long to get us all off.
What time of day was that when you went in?
I don't know, it's quite late anyway.
In the afternoon?
Fun.
In the afternoon, was
it? Yes, I think so. I mean, you know, I was only a very, very youngster. I didn't have a watch. I didn't want a watch. Didn't need a watch. As I said, you're always told what to do, when to do, and get on with it. And there's always an NCO officer there to tell you, get on down there, challenge, blah, 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 and you didn't have to worry about anything.
So how did you get off the ship?
As I said, that was shambolic. We eventually, somewhere by year, I don't know how the French would pronounce it, I don't know. I think that would be, they'd captured that by then.
Yeah.
It was in that area.
Yeah. So where... You got off the ship onto the beach at Arromanche, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. How did you actually get off the ship? Did you have to scramble down nets?
Yep. A couple of... Because, you know, the boat was going up and down. If you had to jump in when you thought it was right.
Yeah.
A couple of them didn't make it. They broke their ankles or got damaged to their ankles. And they go, I'm back to Blighty, you know, before they got there.
Right. You were jumping into landing craft,
yeah.
Were you?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So where was your carrier? Was that in the landing
craft? That was in the landing craft as well, right. Yeah.
So you drove off?
Yeah.
Onto the beach?
Mm.
What could you see as you drove off? What was the scene like?
Not a lot, because I was down there. And
looking through the... the little hatch, yeah.
No, it was all... the beach was all lined up with tape. So you had to go, you know, you kept between the tapes and you were all right.
Yeah.
Straight outside them and you, yes, a lot.
Was it very well organised then?
It was very well organised, yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the beach master?
Yeah.
Yeah. In charge of it all. So you drove literally off the sand then?
Yeah, up onto the roads and...
What did you see? What was it like? What was Arromanche like?
To be quite honest, I don't remember seeing much of it. I think I was too busy trying to make sure the carrier was kept going and got up off the beach to worry about what was going around it.
So you got onto the road then and you were all in convoy, were you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And do you know where you went that first evening?
No, I can't remember the name of the place. It's I know eventually we took over some part of the line from some regiment. I think it was a Scottish regiment, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually we come under fire, and we never knew which way the enemy were. They came in all directions.
Mm. So that first night in France, you were what, sleeping in foxholes, were you?
Mm. Yeah.
So you really felt you were
reading among it, yeah. It was then that we got our first carol disc.
What, the first night?
Yeah. Uh-huh. For the Shelley. The second command got killed. The cook's arm falls, where he was, he got killed, poor lad. There's about three or four got killed on the first night.
Yeah. Gosh, that brought it home to you, didn't it? That brought it home to you.
It did, indeed, yes.
Mm. So, did you know what you were going to have to do?
Yeah. Well, yes, we knew we had to get push on, and...
So the next morning, after people had been killed in the night, what happened then? Where did they get taken? I mean, were they taken?
They taken back somewhere there, and to the eventually, I think they got taken back to the war cemetery in Bayeux.
So where did you go? Did you stay there the next day, or
No, we didn't stay there very long. We kept on pushing forward, I think, and trying to make enough room to...
So you were driving the carrier.
Yeah.
How did you get all your commands, the signals and things? Was there a chain of the way you got a signal?
The section commander, he would go on war group and get told what was wanted of us, and he'd come back and tell us what we were going to be up to there and what have you. One good thing, slightly digress from this, one good thing about all that is they had a wonderful, the church army, I think they're marvellous, because wherever we would go in, they were already ready up there issuing out tea. That's a fact, honestly, they were really marvellous.
Yeah. They had a tea wagon, did they?
Oh, yeah, they had plenty of tea wagons. Yeah. The Naffy had them, Church of Scotland, all, especially the religious groups, they all had them. Mm. And, of course, I thought I was one, being a chapel boy all my life, I thought that was wonderful.
So, you were moved, where did you actually see your first action then?
Well, that was in the night when we landed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you firing back then?
Yeah, oh, yes, I don't know what we fired at, but we fired in... I think just give us courage, I think just fire the damn thing.
Mm. Were you in trenches then?
Yeah, in foxholes, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So another battalion or something had been there before?
They'd been there before us, yeah.
Right, so you moved into their position, yeah. Do you know where you moved on to from that first?
No, I was like, names, it's... Yeah.
The names weren't used that much, were they? It's the map references.
No, it's map references, it says, yes.
Mm. So you started pushing north.
Yeah, we've got Everesey.
Mm-hmm.
Everesey, I think it was.
Yes, Everesey, yeah.
The Royal Welsh Fusiliers, they had 1, 2, 3 battalions, all in the same brigade. And they are the ones who were ordered to take Everesey. And they suffered tremendous casualties. And it was decided after that they would split them up so that they wouldn't all the casualties in one brigade. But I still don't know how it happened, but there's a cemetery down in outside of Landard. And there's a lieutenant, again, I can't remember his name, my memory goes, I'm sorry. He was killed in Everesey of the Royal Welsh Fusiliers. But I didn't think that they brought any bodies back to be buried in England. Mm. So I don't know whether it's just a talk or what.
Mm.
So I don't know.
So what other incidents do you remember in the early days?
Well, then eventually we went up and took over on Hill 112. Again, we don't know where we took it over from. Yeah. But we made various patrols over the top, down the other side.
Right, I'll stop you there. Ray Chandler, end of reel 2.
Like,